Dalet. We did the Sif Aleph, which is quite a long Sif. We didn't do the Mishaburas on it yet. So, Holy Mishaburas, Sif Katan Aleph. So, these are brachas with the halachas. These are foods which the bracha is going to be. Reina Shakol. So, the first one Mishaburas is commenting on is Pas Sheifsha. When his kalkas sas ayadizah, the pas became moldy. They were deteriorated a little bit. Yulani's kalkal agamri, but if it became totally unusable, lachazil achilas adam inuvorchanul klal kilkamei binyan tavshul becomes totally inedible for a person, so there's no bracha on it. Okay, and the bracha achana will be. So the Biralocha deals with what's the bracha achron in the situation. So I understand they give it a bracha of hamotzi, give it a special chashivas of bread. Chum didn't give that chashivas because it's not so easily edible. But on the regards to the bidyavid, if you ate something which really makes, since it's still royal achilas adam, we should probably call it bread and you should bench on it. The Rambam says the bracha achron is bread nefoshos. So that's what the Biralocha grapples with. The Chara, we should understand. But we're dealing with the Shalab of the Raisa, the Chara, how could you remove that fact that it's not really, it's only Nechol Ayin Etchak? So he says, possibly, maybe that this Rambam is referring to in a case where a person only ate less than Kadei Sviya. So then, Mirabonim is a chiyuv of benching. Over here, Mirabonim, they only said Reina Foshos. But in a case where the person ate Kadei Sviya, we're dealing with a Din D'Oraisa, so the bracha you would have to bench. And he says, V'tzarachiyun L'maisa, the end of the Biraloch, he says, V'tzarachiyun. Okay. Minis Kalko, what's it coming on? A Tavshel, which was Nishanat Tzurosa, but Nis Kalko. So again, Mari Yomkei Mishinis Kalkal Ksas Velo Lagamri, it wasn't totally inedible. The Vachi Afilo Shakol L'Shach L'Bruchei. And again, if that was the stage, that you'd like, you know, a person burned it to the point that people would never eat this thing anymore. So you decide to eat it, you don't make a bracha on it, it's not food. The next case is dates, Tamorim Shabishlam Usrafa Machem V'Yavshu. So what does that mean? So because of the heat of the sun, the burning of the sun on them, they over-ripened, and they dried out, and they become in some way deteriorated. So what is Gavai? It's a grasshopper. So what's the chiddush? It's a food. The chiddush is the food came to Rabbi Yehuda. Dam Rishon and Mishnah Kol Shuv Bin Klala Shal Klala Him Boyim Ein Mevorchen Olam. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that since these are sent as part of plagues and they come and they devour large tracts of food, so that they act as a way to Hashem give klalas to the world. So you don't make a bracha on that. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. We don't hold like that. We hold you do make a bracha. When you eat it, you make a bracha. Hey, Ala Melach. Helba Yeshem is that Al Kapanim Hanok Saas Kishan Leitzin L'Sach Piv. Even if it's not necessarily something which the body gets any sustenance to the body, but since when you put it in, you want that flavor, so you make a broch on it. Bob is Alamark Shal Boss. We're talking about a meat, the gravy of meat. If you cook vegetables and then drink that liquid, that was a discussion which we had before. To talk about here, morak, not a vegetable broth, but a meat broth. Zion Kamehan. So Kamehan and Pitrius, so are types of fungi. So what's the difference between Kamehan? Oysen Shematsuyan Batachos Akarka, Menibroim Mishuman Haoritz. The ones which grow under the grounds are called kimeyan. Pitrius gdelem al eitzim. The ones which grow on the wood are called pitrius. Then we said the kara, what is kara? Kara is when the branches of a, let's say, of a palm tree, so as it starts growing, the new growth of the leaves, which eventually become the wood, so originally they're soft and they're satarts of palm. Shurak shal decho, shenofim deilim b'choshon v'shon, as the new branches grow, so as it's added in the first year, as it's added, it's still edible, it's soft and it's edible. Eventually it hardens. Eventually it hardens. Okay. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch over here says you make a shahakal. So why do you make a shahakal? Either it's part of the tree and it should be hoetz, or it's, at least it grows out of the ground, should be a adama, but why a shahakal? Cotton test on the Tosef. Even though it grows out of the ground, we don't even give it a repi adama el shahakol. Why? So not the inshi ha'ilin the daiti the mechal as a kara kashurach the mamayit anfei ha'ilin. People do not plant the tree to do this because it limits the tree and it's not good for the tree. El shi is kasha b'yase eitz v'yigad al apri. The real purpose is that these branches should grow and give the tree more branches to be able to make larger fruit, and then the goal is the fruit. So this is b'chlal not the purpose of the tree. Now, that's why he's pointed out, nowadays, where they are planted for this purpose, the hearts of palm that you get in the, you know, you buy in the store, the trees which produce hearts of palm, they plant them with that intention to use them to take out and use the hearts of palm. So the bracha is definitely more than a shahakol. And the question is, it's hadama or is it hoetz? It's hadama, grow out of the ground, but it grows on a tree. So we should argue that the tree is planted for that purpose, therefore the bracha should be hoetz. So therefore some person say the bracha is, since they're planted for this purpose, really the correct bracha should be hoetz. Kosavataz, said the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, the kitnios retubim. So this is the okay. So you have fresh kitnios. So b'shel ganois shenizorim adas lechol chayin mevar prepi adama, the ones which you grow in the vegetable patches, which the goal is, the plan is to eat them raw, so the bracha is b'pi adama, afilu ala shavitim levad, namanas kei nizru. Okay, so the ones which you grow in your gardens, they're more tender, and you would eat them raw. So you make a b'pi adama, not only do you make a b'pi adama on the seeds inside the pod, but you even make a b'pi adama on the pod. The pod is edible also. Namanas kei nizru. But the ones which grew out in the large fields, which was more common, that they would let them grow totally till they fully dry out, so the shavitim are not necessarily eaten, and the seeds inside of the shavitim, inside of the pods, are not eaten raw. You only eat them after they're cooked. So then if you would happen to eat one of those, even though you're eating it and it's still actually before it dried out, and it's really edible as such, but since that's not what they're planted for, the bracha is only shahakol. Vim bishlam, b'repi adama. This is the opinion of the Taz. Pibagadim efak v'kamayit al demorah v'kein das har b'echredim de'en l'chalik ben kitnius l'kitnius v'lem avorach aleim k'shem retuvim b'repi adama v'chein min agarlam. So the Shari Tshuva says no, but the Maisa, if there are ones which are edible as such, and you're eating one which is like that, so the fact that you planted it for this purpose, that purpose, this is, if you catch it at a later stage, it's not edible like that. I understand this, it's not so edible like that, so it's a shahakol. But at this stage, where there are ones which are planted for that, so then we're going to say that the bracha is repi adama. On them. So that's regards to the
at what stage?
When they're still haven't dried out yet. So in that stage, people eat them raw, so therefore the correct bracha would be a dhamma. That's regards to the seeds, the peas in the pot. But linyan har shavitin, regards to the pot, Yesh day has been okrenim b'kashachol mavanim b'lei kidneys. If you just eat the pot without the seeds inside, mivorach le'bripi adom ha'shahakol. That's questionable what the correct bracha is. The derech was not necessarily teed like that. So eat it with the peas inside, or the whatever type of beans you have inside, and then that'll cover the shavitim as well. If you eat it by itself, you'd make a shahakel. Now the shartzin over here in Ches says and Tess. She says, so what's the issue? So the Shari Tshuva but the ones now, even the Shari Tshuva argued on the Taz in regards to the beans inside of the pod. We're not going to differentiate between the beans in the field and the beans in a garden. In regards to the Sharvitim, the ones which are grown in the garden, the derech was to take them off when they were still soft and they were edible. So therefore the ones in there, even if you eat without the beans inside, the bracha would be prepi adom, as opposed to the ones in the field, the bracha would be shahakel. That's the opinion of the Shari Tshuva and the Chevron Moshe. That's Evan Oizer, Panamiris, the servant of Baruch Aleim Rak Shahakel, and Mechel Levadim Lekitnias. So the bracha is always shahakel, mishum de enam ikur hapri. If you would candy them, like sort of like, you know, add sugar to them, still the bracha is only the chayim holds still bracha is only shahakol. And the ma'aseh of the mishabura says that in a situation you make a shahakol. Okay. The lobby gefanim. So lobby gefanim has a new growth on your vines, which is basically the same thing as we had in regards to the new growth on the date palm. It's the same type of issue.
Korah,
yeah. So the bracha is a shahakel. Now, what about the almonds? So we have the case of the almonds. So shkedim asukim.
Why is it a shahakel?
Because it's people don't plant it like that because it's going to damage the tree. People don't plant it to eat these things because, I mean, your grow tree over here, the vine, doesn't grow properly. You're limiting its growth. So you gain something to eat right now, but you end up losing your more grapes at the end because you don't have the leaves haven't grown properly. Mesukim. So we're talking about almonds, which are sweet when they're soft. So the bracha is going to be if you eat them before they're fully ripe, and you could eat them when they're ripe as well, so then the bracha is going to be a shahakel. But the ones which those when they fully grow will become bitter. And they're not going to be edible. So then, when you eat them now, the bracha will be pre-weights. Okay. Now, kishem rakim b'klipayim. So when they're soft and you're eating, you eat them with the shell. Now, above the kamel on the elbow, simon resh beis sif yud. Excuse me, sif beis. B'sharei kol halilonos demishyotziu shum pri choshev tekev pri. It's considered a pre immediately as soon as it starts developing, becomes visible as a pre. And therefore the bracha should be brepuate. Shani hosam duhu nehana migufa pre shanoitim oisoy machamosa. You're eating the pre. Abalhocha kibishkedim mesukim katnusam when they're small, what you're actually being the henna from is ain't henna rak mina pre, rak mea klibach, etc. You end up eating with the shell, and the shell is still soft, and the shell actually tastes good. So the ikar you're benefiting from is not from the pre, but from the klipa. Well, not to the inshia die to the klipa. People don't plant it for the klipa. I'll die to the garinayan, because she is bashal. People intended for the seed inside, the nut inside, when it will grow fully. So it comes out that the klipa is a totally different item. V'damer l'kara hanal. So it comes like the case of the kara. This is not, and obviously, if you eat it now, you will not end up getting the full pri at the end. So the people like Badafka don't plant it for this purpose. So brachas shahakol. Okay, shachas. It said shachas. Tvuah shelohivia shlish b'chazil achila. So it's the grain which has not grown a third yet, but still it's edible. We should know the gomer appear, but it's not fully grown. Nachas b'chad darga mipriyad dama l'shahakol. So it goes down one level to a shahakol. Within the chol priyad dama shelagimer gomer preira because of the chila shahakol. So Magadam says it's anything which is a priyad dama, but it's not really fully developed to the point that people would normally eat it like this. But it is edible, so it drops down to a shahakol. Okay. Now then it said Karakaya. So what is Karakaya? So it's raw zucchini or gourds. Shu type of yesimichai. People normally eat it cooked much better than it's much better when it's cooked than when it's raw. So that's a general rule. It's something which is normally eaten and cooked, and you eat it raw. The bracha is not going to be a dom. It's going to be a shahakol. Kimcha desari. So you have the flour which you make from barley. So the bracha is only shahakol. Afilo anasa mishibolim shemiyapshim v'taymen achila ksas. So you dried it out. So it's not like this, you know, pasty thing which you can't eat. It's edible. The bracha is a shahakol. Now, v'lav dafka desari dehudin kemo shal kol chamesh is mini dogan kimavur lekamon mesimin reish ches sifhei. Any flour of any one of the five species of grain, that the flour is only a shahakol. So what's the chiddush of, why did it discuss specifically flour of barley? V'hodin ha-ketzari, v'sagodai tzuch amino hoil v'kosha l'tzuloyim sh'me'ayim v'yibarcha l'klaw. I would have argued differently, that the Gemara says that that eating this, the person develops worms. So it's to be something which it's not healthy for the person to eat, so it should be no bracha at all. But the mice, when you're eating it, it tastes good. So you make a bracha. Okay, so it comes out, you know, the even though really a person shouldn't be eating this, it's not good for his health, right? But the ma'aseh chazar masaka, if it's a normal derech for people to eat it, even though they shouldn't be, that the bracha is still there. Okay, then b'sheichus arim hol mitzol v'ayim l'shtiyah, even though you made it out of barley, so it comes from a grain, but once it becomes a liquid, so. So any of your whiskeys, anything like that, even though it's made from grain, but once it's made into a liquid, so einam nechshav b'klal tafshas shel chamesh mini dogan shivarach berim minei mizodas. It's not like you make a farina. That's a mizodas. You cooked your made a mizodas. You made something of mazon. So we also made something out of Moses. No, Shein Mavorach Berim and Mizonas Ela Al Michael Kemoisha Kosev Simin Reishkes Sivov. Something which is eaten as a food, so that's called Moses. It's sustaining the body. Over here, it's a drink. Okay. Mashem Yitosin Stav Al Meches V'Dibur Maskel Hay Dafilu Yeshvan Kazayis V'Dechilas Pras Gamkin L'Mavorach Nalei Ela Shehakod Niyabir Vodo. Even though there's a tremendous amount of grain in it, it's not, you know, there's to the point that you would have a kazayas worth of grain, or being, you know, grain flavor being consumed in the period of time of Kriya Chilas Pras, the bracha is still shahakol. Then it said, Mesa Orim, if you would make like a gruel, and then you give the give it to somebody to eat without the sarim in it. Now, it's made for the chala to drink.
What? A gruel?
A gruel.
What's a gruel?
It's like a broth. Isidadabra. So it says grasses, which some types of grass which grow. which are not planted for that purpose. So I feel him tayrim like lech, even though they're edible, kama esim shakar and shvatze. I'm not sure what that is. Shem olim chamutzim. It's, I think that's called, you see sometimes it's called chav or something like that. Yeah. It's vinegar, it's pickled grass.
Something like that.
Yeah, so it's pickled grass. I've never tried it.
Doesn't look appealing.
What?
Doesn't look that appealing.
I know. I feel like I'm sure even though people eat it. It's not really a pre so much. Okay, so because it's not planted for that purpose, it was wild. It wasn't cultivated, etc. So it wasn't planted for that purpose. There was no intent in the planting, and people doesn't have a chashivas because they'll not give that. However, but the lettuce, right? So it's what is it? It's grass, right? It's right. We make up a dom on it because it's planted for that purpose, and people, it's a derech for people to eat it. Shenim Yisroim. So the case of Issei Dabra, it wasn't planted. Now, the Dafka of Asavim is Enim Chashuv and Tarat, some of them are Zriya, the Gdenim of Zriya. Some of them in general are not Chashuv, so the whole Chashuv is to come from the mat that you cultivated. So then it remains a Shehagel. I'll pay Rishem, Tabin Lamachel, but you have a fruit which grows wild. You did not plant it. It's a pizimkas, or like a type of a berry. So it grows in a bog. It grows in a, you know, so the bracha is going to be hadoma, but you didn't plant it for that purpose. That's not necessary because it's a real fruit. It's a real you know, edible item. Okay. Fine. Then he said, "Vala Kamon, the Casper, Kamon is Kimmel, Caraway, the Casper is Eliandri, Eliandri, Velaz, what's in coriander." So those are, you don't make a bracha. You make a bracha of shahakal if you eat them straight, because they really, in general, you use them more as a spice than as a food. Time of vino chafalov, v'mayir ben b'rutuvin and ben yevashin, chenim rikon b'dvash nami shakol. So even if you would make them the way that you would be edible as such, but that's not what people planted for. So the bracha remains a shahakal. Now, the right. Now they're planted for the purpose, use them for time, and not for lachila. Now, so that's referring to Anitoi, Kamoyin, and Casper. So, Zot Meshabur, Achenim Sholak as Anis, Mavorach Amema Brepi Adoma, the Hokkaimer Lahatim, the Rabbi Shemiz Bashanbai. So instead of, you know, you made a broth and you put the anise flavor into the water. So that's what it's made for. So now that water would be Brepi Adoma. That's like the case before of the broth, making a vegetable broth. You eat the bracha on the vegetable broth. Even without the vegetables, the bracha is going to be Brepi Adoma. Or the correct bracha, whatever it is. Now, if you take vinegar and you mix it in water to the point that it's edible, or drinkable, really, it doesn't have the cheshivas of wine, because it's deteriorated into chaymitz, but it's edible, so the bracha is supposed to no bracha at all, which we'll see in a second. The bracha is a shahakal. But if we did set base as well, we said that you don't make any bracha at all, but just taking plain vinegar, because it's mazik. It's referring to very strong vinegar that you throw on the ground, it bubbles a little bit. So, but if it wouldn't be so strong, even though you haven't added water, it is something that a person benefits from, and the bracha will be, you make a shahakal on it. Okay, Sif Gimel. So now we're discussing wine vinegar. At what point, what stage does it lose the status of wine to be considered vinegar? So you have something which is reche chala. The smell smells like vinegar. But vitami chamer, it still tastes like wine. So apparently the smell deteriorates first. So chamer hu mavorach lov brei pri agafen. So it remains with its status of brei pri agafen. They're both discussing wine in its first stages of deteriorating into vinegar. The natural flow is first the smell goes and then the natural flavor goes. Okay. Sif Dalit. But if it got to the point where people don't enjoy the flavor anymore and they stop drinking it, so that's when it's considered deteriorated. The flavor is deteriorated enough that's no longer Brei Pri Agafen. Even if it hasn't fully switched to the flavor of vinegar, but it's changed enough that people in general just don't refrain from using it, even though it's not fully a flavor of vinegar, but already now the Berlocha brings over here from the Magen Avraham and says that this stage is very difficult to measure. Some people will drink, some won't drink, etc. So he suggested that in that situation a person should drink some wine and make a Brei Pri Agafen. And the rule is by wine, any other drink is included. So you've covered your bases. That'd be the best eights over there. Now the problem with regard to the bracha chorna gets more complicated. So probably over there you can't say misafik what to do misafik, because if it's supposed to be alagefen, you can't be yet to the brain of rushes, and if it's supposed to be brain of rushes, you're not yet to alagefen. Hey, Shimra Yayin, Mavarach Alem Brei Pri Agafen. So the sediment that you have on the bottom of the Yayin, which has has little pieces of grapes, whatever's left inside it. So if you drink them as is, even the little pieces, etc., they have wine in them. Therefore, the bracha is Brei Pri Agafen, and it covers the wine and the little pieces as well. Okay. Nosim ben mayim. Now, let's say your person comes along and says, why don't we stick some water in and let the water will absorb the flavor of the wine and eventually become wine. So the halacha is like this. Im nosim shloisha midas mayim, umotza arba. If you added 3 measures of water, and when the water comes out pulling out some of the liquid as well, so you increase the amount of liquid. So if it increases another four, you get a total of 4, which means it adds 1/3 of the amount of water. So now you have four units of a third. So you have the total of 4. So what it is, that's what we said before. Anyway, wine, you add 3 parts water to wine, that's called Yayin Mozig, and that's acceptable. So Brachas Brei Pri Agafen. If, however, the amount of liquid which comes out is less than another third on top, so it's not a total of 4 compared to the original water. You put in 3, let's say you put in 3 cups of water, and you pull out 3.5 cups of liquid. So you didn't get 4 cups of liquid out of the you didn't pull out another cup's worth of wine. If you put in 3 cups of water, and then when you drain it afterwards, it pulls out some of the wine with it, and now it's a total of 4 cups of liquid, which means you added a whole other cup of wine. So that's Yayin Mozug. It's 1 part wine to 3 parts water. But if I only pull out 3.5 cups of liquid, so it means that I pull out my original 3 cups of water plus another half a cup of wine. So that's a ratio of one, not a ratio of a regular mezika. Obviously, yesh b'tam yain, even though it tastes like wine, kiyo ba'alma hu venim avarka lo shahakol. It just has a sharpness to it, but it's not considered a full, real wine. The bracha is only shahakol. And the bread of fashos would be the bracha achrena. Now, v'hanu b'yenin shalahem sh'ayu chazakim. And that ratio is for their wines, which were much stronger. This is already from the Rishonim. V'yenin shalonu sh'enim chazakim kol kach. Our wines are not that strong. So filo rabat losov osa arbo, enim avarka elo b'rei p'ri gofen. In our, even if you come out now, you'd have 1 part wine to 3 parts water. That's still not strong enough to make a ripri gofen. So, what is the correct amount? But there is a certain amount where people would normally add water to the wine, and still consider it wine, whatever that amount is. If that's the amount that you're going to pull out of your shmorim, so the bracha would be ripri gofen. But that's for sure that even if you say this place, what they do, if the ratio is 1 part wine to 6 parts water, the wine is bottled. You can't say, well, that's the normal derech around here. You can't use that beyond that shear. Okay. Mishabura, Sukkot Chavzayin, Shimri Yayin. So the first case was you just drank them as is. You didn't add water, you just drank them as is. So you make a repri gofen. Because there is wine in there, so you make a repri gofen. Even the shmorim are not good for you. So you just basically sucked out and you spat out the shmorim. Okay. Okay. If you added water, so you depend. If it's shalosh midas, if you put in 3 measures of water, you pull out 4 measures of a total of 4 measures of liquid afterwards, but you added a whole another quarter of wine. So myrish b'shmorim shal novim shadarcho is some shenasibli terabas mayim. So you originally took out grapes, you pressed them, and there's still liquid in them. You didn't add any water when you started. Okay, so over there, all you're talking, the only liquid which is there is the real liquid from the grapes. What about when you make raisin wine? First you soak the raisins in water, and then they plump up and they let out their liquid. But there's water there. So you're already starting with water there. So then, so adding more water to get out the final flavor of whatever remains, but it's much more water than would be valid for this purpose. Okay, so we said the ratio is you have to have at least 1 part wine to 3 parts water. If it's less than that, brachas shahakol. So the shear is like that. It's 1 to 3. Davke b'shmorim mishum l'luchas yain sheyesh b'm ena choshem kol kach. And the shmorim, the wine left there is not so significant, and therefore we say the ratio is 1 to 3. Aval yain gufa sheyotze b'drichas anovim. You have the actual wine, which you pressed the grapes and took out the wine. The Morah says the shear is 1 to 6. V'shabach aleyam mayim. Even if you added water, fil yirsa mishlosha chalokim ad karav l'shisha. Even if it's more than 3, up to, but not including 3, 6, gam ken yain gamarhu, kakamei bahagoa. Seemingly you added 5.5 parts of water to one part wine, it's still considered brei pei gofen, but ubinan rak shiyah by tam yain, shorlishtiyah yadei mezikuzu. People consider the flavor of that mixture a valid flavor that people would drink it like that. People accept this as wine. The Vachar Minun, the Bottle Dayte and Sokolodim, people do not accept this as wine. The fact that he does doesn't help you. Okay. Now, one of the questions which comes up nowadays, the status of concentrate. So you take grape juice, you concentrate it, you reconstitute it with a ratio of 3 to 1 or more. So what's the status? So there are some Zalman hold that it loses its grape yagofen. It's not the pshat, is it reconstitutes, like over here, which it absorbs the flavor of the wine. The point is that the water sits with it and eventually it mixes together and it absorbs the flavor. So the whole thing is, over there, it's just, there's the flavor, there's the concentrate floating in the water. So you can't sit there, you don't lose the grape. So if someone holds when you have grape juice concentrate, the bracha is not going to be, the bracha will be shahakal. Then obviously the next step is obviously you can't use it for kiddush, etc. And it brings over here from the Minchas Yitzchak holds that the bracha is grape pria gofen, but what you can have, sometimes you'll have grape juice, which they mix in grape juice concentrate into it. So they don't put any water into it, so it's mixed with grape juice. So it's not going to be mafsid the bracha. It's not that the concentrate is not a grape pria gofen. The problem is when you reconstitute it with water, the bracha is not going to be grape pria gofen. But if you grape juice and grape juice concentrate, the bracha is still a grape pria gofen. So if there's not enough wine ratio vis-a-vis the water, so then the bracha is shahakol, el shahakol amin, vachar brachos brein fashos rabos. So nowadays, so we don't have such strong wines. So the shear is whatever people mix, but it can't be 1 to 6. 1 to 6 is already not acceptable. Now, the Rabban doesn't make any sense. In other words, the Mechaber said that Bizman Gomorrah, the ratio was one to three. Nowadays, our wines are not so strong, so it's less than that. Whatever's called normal over here, as long as it's not 1 to 6. I mean, so it sounds like our wines are even stronger. We can handle even 1 to 6. And the point of the Beis Yosef said that our wines are weaker. You can't handle even 1 to 3. It's only 1 to 2. I mean, what is something 1 to 6? The Mechaber Goel Hachmer, the Yenish Shalom, Loisagash Yerak, Revius Yayin. It's not enough. 1/5, 1/4 wine. A feeling Haderach Boys and Mokum Lasis Mezika Gdoilo. So even let's call normal over here. A Lepochum Revius Yayin, Mavadil Mahani, Philip Yenish Shalom, Shoya Chazokim. But even Bizman Chazal, when they had strong wines, if you do a ratio of 1 to 5, I'm sorry, no good. We do it, it's normal over here, tough luck. It's not strong enough for that. Bizman Chazal, so nowadays for sure that's true. Ramonash of the Bahani ad Karb Lachisha Chalokim Mayim. Rabbi Amos Adivri Augur, the Ramon's quoting an augur, Lekoya Ashmar, he's not going out in the case of Shmarter. The augur is a Rishon. This quote of the Ramon is from an augur, one of the Rishonim. He's going on wine. You can mix actual wine as much as opposed to shmorim, which is not as kosher. But actual wine, you can mix up to that amount.
Up to what amount?
Up to close to 6. As long as it's less than 6, 1 to 5.5, whatever, that's still acceptable to be considered wine. Let's hold it here. We didn't finish Mishnah Berurah. Let's hold it here.